Welcome to Super Mega After Hours.
Do you see how after hours it is?
It's very after hours.
The lights are off.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's looking as dashing as ever. His eyes are lighting up not only my life and my soul, but the podcast, if you're watching on Patreon right now, too.
Zoom in on these little blueberries, Luke.
Look at them. Well, you're blocking your face in that one.
Well, I'm looking at this one, but I like the second I said that, like three fruit flies flew in front of me. So it's like,
it's so gross.
And it is gross.
I think it's because I'm sweating a little in here, too.
It's hot as fuck in here, man.
I can imagine. You're in a fucking hoodie and not sweats, but
I got to cover up the new neck tats.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's a big-ass fruit fly, dude.
Is that the queen?
Probably.
They don't have queens, I'm guessing.
Just some fat fuck.
Yeah. He's been eating a little too much.
Yeah, he's been eating a little too good. But yeah, guys, I just realized I forgot to start the middle camera, so I'm going to go start that right now.
Yeah, go start that as a part of, you know, this little extra segment. People love the interactivity. It's like you're walking up to them as they're on an odd angle.
Your mom's at an odd angle when I'm blowing her back out.
Oh, fuck!
Yep.
Again, dude?
Uh-huh.
Come on!
Got you with that one.
You're a fucking jokester, you know that, Watson?
I'm a goofster, man. You can't fucking...
You're a
sorry.
Goddamn goofster.
I know.
All your hijinks, running thin, buddy.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about all my capers? All my hijinks?
I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah?
That you won't see coming.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I dare you. I was about to say, have you ever been punched in the face? And I remember that we did boxing. So, yes, we've both been punched
in the
face.
Not by an actual closed, you know, with a boxing glove, not with a fist.
Fist would hurt.
Very much.
Very much so. It would hurt to punch someone like with
even
a fist,
this,
too. How, yeah.
If someone, like, really did it, you know?
Like in Breaking Bad, when Mike punches Walter at the bar.
Oh, dude. Or when
finish your drink, Walter.
When Tuco punches Mike outside of the diner.
In Better Call Saul?
Yep.
Over and over. Mm-hmm. Mike really goes through a lot of shit for his job.
You could tell that scene was kind of like, they had to save it in the editing.
Mike, because he's old. Yeah.
He's so old that they like sped up his punch or something.
And Mike's like,
yeah.
I was very worried he was going to croak before Better Call Saul. He did. He did, man.
Hagrid didn't.
R.I.P. Hagrid.
Turf.
Hagrid is my favorite trans activist.
Anti-trans activist.
Well, when I say trans activist, I don't mean like he's an activist that's trans. I mean that Hagrid is it. The guy that plays Hagrid is an activist for trans people.
I looked it up, and he, you know, people are upset with him for defending J.K. Rowling. And at first I'm like, he was in the movies. Maybe he's like, she's a good person. I've never had a bad experience with her.
Is that what he sounds like?
She was a good person. I never had a bad experience with her.
There you go.
When being Harry Potter. When filming Harry Potter.
Potter.
Something like that. And so that's where I was like, oh, are people kind of jumping the gun and like, yes, he's supporting her, but not like supporting her views. He's like, oh, I just know her. And you know, like, she's nice to me. Like one of those kind of cop-outs.
Right.
But I read further on, and one of his quotes is like, the generation of today wouldn't win any wars or something.
Would they, Ryan? We'd probably be on the battlefield watching TikToks.
Our military, it's the dumbest shit to say. Our military is currently, like, out fucking up some shit.
They always are, dude. The boys are always out up to some shenanigans.
They are. So, like, I don't know. There's never going to be, like, there's always going to be an influx of people who want to join the army, who have, like, an ambition to, whether that's for... they have to because financially they have no other way that they think they can support themselves in the future or they
also I mean the American military is like light years ahead of most militaries.
Not their HR.
No.
Sexual harassment, rape, physical abuse, and mental abuse abound, but some chads would just call that a part of basic training. Hey, you gotta toughen up if you're gonna defend this country, bucko.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go rolling in the streets of the Middle East in a tank if you can't take a little bullying. There's five fruit flies I just saw all at once.
It's disgusting.
No, but I mean, I feel like the United States military just like they'll just have like a meeting in a boardroom and they'll just have like a big like roulette wheel with just like small countries on
who
it.
Shall
like,
we destabilize next?
Like who do you guys want to destabilize tomorrow, boys? Yemen. I mean, they just fucking roll in and.
Kind of sounds like Jimin. Do you think we'll get any pushback for that?
Hey, RIP to BTS.
What?
BTS, they're disbanding to serve their mandatory South Korean military shit, and they're going to be back in 2025.
Where are they going to serve? They're just going to do basic training?
It's
not like they're going to be sent anywhere.
No. It's the South Korean military, it's mandatory if you're a citizen.
Are they going to come back afterwards?
Yeah, they're regrouping in 2025, but they all have to go fucking join the army now. Yes, dude, imagine like you join like you do your military service and like just in like your bunk mate is just one of the most famous people in the world. Like just Jimin or Jungkook or something. Just fucking like, oh, that's my bunk mate. Cool.
It's so weird. You'd think like, because the entertainment industry there has such a stranglehold on their lives in general.
Do you think they could somehow get an exemption?
I'm surprised there's no deal.
Well, I wonder also, I mean, South Korea, I'm pretty sure they're pretty patriotic about the military because they see it as like their civic duty, especially because North Korea. I mean, the basic training, it's like they don't have to go fight or anything. I think it's just like basic military training because if North Korea ever does invade, North Korea, I'm pretty sure, has the biggest army in the world because it's mandatory for every citizen.
Are they competent though?
Yeah.
But like in terms of like,
they would not be able to last in a war.
They'd be able to defend. I don't trust that they'd be able to successfully attack another nation.
Well, that's why they got nuclear weapons, because that changes the whole picture. Because like even if like they couldn't attack or even defend, once they have nukes, then it's like
they have nukes though.
They do. So that's why it's like now that they have nukes, it's like doesn't really matter if they can like defend or attack like on the ground. If they have nukes, then that changes everything.
If they're losing a little, it's like, well, fuck it.
Boop. I don't think they're ever gonna nuke anyone though. That'd be a bad idea for them. Because if they ever nuke someone, that's the end. Like, for them.
Yes.
They're going to get... Like, if they ever nuked someone, like, I feel like America would be on the ground in, like, half an hour. And then also we'd prob... If they nuked, we'd probably nuke them back. Which we should. I think America needs to use its nuclear arsenal a lot more loosely. All this mutually assured destruction bullshit, like... What fucking woke culture got to them too now. It's like, I don't want to blow anything up. If we have like 7,000 nukes in our arsenal, let's fucking use them. You know, someone's pissing America off. You know, China says some mean things about us, which they do. Say, okay, China, have this. Fucking drop a nuke on Beijing. That's all I'm saying. It's a military strategy, and I think that the United States military would be doing themselves a favor if they brought you and I in for consulting. We could be military strategists for them. You know?
Yes.
You think my strategy's not good?
No, that's a good strategy.
You're saying it like you don't think that's a good strategy.
I agreed with you. I don't know why you have to argue further on that one. You just went on some big, long spiel about it, so I mean, I agreed with you.
It wasn't a big, long spiel. I'm talking about military strategies for the United States of America. That's not it. That's an important thing.
And you asked if I agreed if that's what we should do,
and I said yes. Hesitated and went.
I said yeah, that sounds fine.
All right, which country we nuking first?
Okay, if I had to pick any country to nuke first, personally, I'm thinking. Now, a lot of people are going to get mad about this, but just
Australia.
No. I like Australia.
I do too.
Australia's fun.
It'd be fun to blow a couple craters in the desert, though.
I would say, like, Greenland.
Who's, like, what are...
Just some sort of, like, country where a lot of people use an example of successful socialism or whatever the fuck.
So, yeah, how's that socialism working for you guys now?
Yeah, now that you got nuked. You all could, afford health care and stuff because it's free and all that. Is it free in
Greenland? 99% of Greenland's, like, empty.
Okay.
It's very empty. We could nuke Greenland with no repercussions. Well, that, you know, the whole thing about... mutually assured destruction, though, is like, it's just a theory, right? So if it ever does come down to someone nuking someone, then it's like, okay, well, now are we actually going to nuke back, or are we just going to leave it at that? I think if America got nuked, we'd obviously probably nuke someone back. But the thing is, like, if Russia were to use like a strategic nuclear device on Ukraine, would we actually do anything?
I don't know. I just hope I can get through life without someone dropping a nuke on anyone.
Radiation is terrifying. Dude, the United States military did some fucked up shit back in like the 50s and 60s with nuclear testing, because they would just go in the South Pacific and there'd be these like little islands that people lived at, like, for, like, thousands of years and, like, you know, whole histories and cultures and shit. And they're just like, all right, y'all got to get out in 1 week because we're going to blow up a big bomb. And then just, like, force them to move, but not move them far enough. And then they'd blow up a nuke. And then, like, all of the people they forced to move would get, like, radiation sickness and die.
Ugh.
Yeah. Radiation is, like...
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
They threw away the bodies and all that, right?
Probably.
Did they send, like, a card, like, sorry. Oops.
No, they did.
Oopsie
they
daisies.
They did actually do, years after the fact, the United States did, like, financial settlements to... families of victims of, like, the South Pacific nuclear testing, and it was, like, the most, like, it was jack shit.
When will the United States stop making such big oopsies?
Do we still manufacture nuclear weapons? I know that we signed, like,
probably,
a treaty or some shit.
I'd imagine so.
Secretly?
There was some incident where, wasn't there some, like, nuke being left, like, unaccounted for, like, in the middle of some airstrip because, like, these guards fell asleep or some shit?
We left for, like, 24 hours. We left nuclear weapons unguarded, unwatched on a tarmac.
Because, like, the guards were asleep or some sort of pizza order. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, there was one where the guards just fell asleep at, like, a nuclear station. But also, like, the crazy thing about, like, that's just the stories that we know. Because you know when something like that happens, they do everything. Because if that gets out, that looks horrible. It
makes America look stupid. And we're not stupid. We're the smartest nation.
America never looks stupid.
Ever made.
We have the highest IQs.
Yep. We have the best.
Most beautiful women.
Grades.
Too.
We have the most A pluses out of every other nation.
Yep. And also...
non-inflated.
But how many like nuclear close calls and nuclear... oopsies, do you think that we actually have had that they're like, this story is never getting out because it just looks bad?
Less than 100, but over 20.
It's definitely happened in the last decade. We lost, what about when we lost a fucking nuke and still to this day have not found it?
Wait, really?
Yeah, off the coast of Georgia.
Oops.
Off the coast of Georgia, there's a hydrogen bomb that, like a plane crashed or something and it dropped a hydrogen bomb it was carrying. Didn't blow up, but it's like it's off the coast of Georgia.
Just
and
sunk to the bottom of the ocean somewhere.
Still, like, to this day, they've never found it.
Well,
off the coast of Savannah.
It's not primed.
Yeah, that people get scared, but it's like for a nuke to actually go off, a very specific set of things has to happen.
You have to hit it really hard.
Boom. It's gonna be a fucking like hammerhead shark swimming, bumps into it.
A literal hammerhead shark.
Yeah, that's why it has a hammer taped to its head. They do like how do you lose a nuclear bomb?
A lot of incompetence, a lot of not oversight.
They were lucky that didn't fucking
oversight.
Blow when it crashed. It's right off the coast of Savannah, Tybee Island. And I mean that's close. That's
wouldn't
right next
us?
To South Carolina.
Oh, it wouldn't hurt us though.
Depends on the wind.
What? All the way in LA? That stuff?
Oh, in South Carolina, yeah. No, LA we'd be fine.
Our parents, well, your parents are on the coast. Mine mm-hmm. are, like,
again, it all depends
state,
on the where the fallout goes. If a nuke went off in L.A., I think the fallout would go northeast. So.
Because of the wind?
Mm-hmm. So we'd be all right.
Yeah, okay.
If we just go north or we go south or just go west.
But regardless, we'd still be fucked if a nuke dropped in L.A., How far does it travel?
What?
The kill zone, essentially. Not
depends on how big the nuke is.
Not the, a hydrogen bomb gets dropped on LA.
Well, the thing is, like, nukes nowadays, dude, like, they blew up that one in, like, the 50s or 60s in Russia, and that was the biggest bomb ever detonated. And that was the 50s or 60s, so it's like, I'm sure that there's nukes nowadays that are, like, secret that could probably wipe out, like, a 200... kilometer radius. But the thing about nukes is it's not like just the blast, it's like there's a thermal radiation zone where like if downtown LA got nuked right now, the blast might not kill us depending on how big it is, but the air would instantly become hot enough to burn our skin off. Just
what if I was in a freezer? Indiana Jones showed that I could hide in like a fridge and I just bounce around. I'd be thrown.
Doink, 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 doink. Yeah,
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Mm-hmm.
Great, fantastic.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
Film.
He like just gets in like a prop fridge, and then a nuclear bomb goes off, and he just like bounces around. He's like, "Oh, that was crazy."
I think that was still directed by Spielberg.
I'll give him a pass. It's Spielberg.
Love Spielberg.
You know,
E.T.?
Mm-hmm.
Phone Home?
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
Super 8?
That was not Spielberg. He produced it.
Oh.
Or helped produce it.
Well, it's based off of his childhood. I will say that train crash scene's fucking awesome in theaters.
I haven't seen it since it was in theaters.
That train crash scene in theaters was epic.
How about this? You and I have a double feature. Super 8.
Signs.
And Signs.
Yeah. We also have to watch Taking a Pelham 1-2-3.
I was going
to
mention it could just be two off the wall, like Pelham of 1-2-3 and then Super 8.
Super 8 was, I loved, that was my favorite movie when I was growing up for a bit. The score is great.
I saw it twice in theaters, so.
That movie did jump scare me good. There's that scene where they're like walking in a house and then the wall like blows up because the tank shoots it. That was a jump scare that really fucking got me because like in the middle of a sentence, like jump scares that get me better than any like horror thing or explosions that you're not expecting.
Was the only actor really that came from that Elle Fanning? That was like Elle Fanning's debut, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any other child actor like sprung to start. Maybe I'm wrong. Fuck.
That movie was pretty good. I saw it at Goodwill the other day.
Please don't get mad if there's another famous child star that I didn't recognize Finn that was in Wolfhard. Super 8. He was not in Super 8.
He's a grown-ass man now. He is. He's almost 19 or 20.
Super.
And to think, we hung out with him when he was just 14.
In terms of the kids,
That's how Ryan starts most sentences.
In terms of the kids, because I've had so many. Not me personally. I can't give birth.
You just give seed.
Yes.
To lots of women.
Around the world.
Mm-hmm. Spread that seed.
Maybe around the universe. If Musk and I get this project up and run. The first please. Martian is going to be a McGee. Please. That's what I want.
Please let me be a part of this. I've been asking forever, and I know you have your I know Musk has his reservations about me, which I think are dumb reservations to have about me. But
he just thinks that I don't want to get into it too much because it's more of his personal feelings about you. It has nothing to do with like whether you'd be great at providing the seed for the next generation.
I'd be good on the team too.
Yeah.
Send me to Mars. I'll be a team player.
I think he said to me, he's just afraid that you might miss your alarm and then the mission would have to be put on hold.
I understand. I do miss my alarm a lot, and a rocket launch, yes, they can be rescheduled, but that's hundreds of millions every time to do.
And Mark talked to him a little bit.
He talked to Markiplier?
Yeah. So that...
Fuck.
And you know how much Mark loved me. I was his favorite.
Well, if he talked to Markiplier, then have fun on Mars with Markiplier.
What a sentence.
Would you...
Would I go to Mars?
Would you choose to die on Mars?
No.
Because if you go to Mars, you're not coming back.
Yeah, I would not choose to die on Mars. Unless I was like, I'm like nine, let's say I'm 80, all of my fucking friends and family are dead, and I'm just like laying in a bed. I'm like, yeah, fucking shoot.
If you were given the opportunity to be on the crew that's the first manned crew to Mars, you wouldn't do it?
No.
And that's a pretty big, you'd be among the first humans to ever go to another planet.
I put more value in people like you, Matt.
What if I go to Mars?
I think you're way more interesting than Mars, personally.
And Mars is just a bunch of fucking rocks.
It's just a big fucking rock. That's all it is. Fuck it. Who cares? I got a big rock right here, and it's beautiful, and I can breathe on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elon's like, we're going to have 1 million people on Mars by 2050. I'm like, shut up, dude. That's not happening. You know that's not happening.
20 million cardboard cutouts, maybe.
Dude, Mars is, I would kill to go to Mars.
Would you be a part of the crew? If they were like, Matt,
if I was legitimately asked, yeah.
Okay.
Just because that is...
No more family, no more friends, no more all of that.
I do it because that is such a... I love space, but that is also just such a monumental thing.
Something to be remembered for.
Not just that, though. Like, I think for myself, like, being like being able to be one of the... among the first people ever to experience in human history another planet. Get lonely, but... I watched Mission to Mars the other night with Gary Sinise and Don Cheadle and the guy from Kangaroo Jack.
I don't know, Matt. Part of me feels like you... Well, I guess Los Angeles isn't space. I was about to bring up you... You said no to just moving out to L.A. and being Markiplier's editor, which is... Which is leagues cooler than being an astronaut.
That is true.
So...
I don't know, dude. I feel like Mars... The cool factor might wear off real quick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know how you get a new house, or you get a new car, or whatever the fuck. You're like, oh, this is cool. I think it would wear off, if not the first year, the first 2 years.
I imagine the depression you would get from living on Mars would just be unbearable.
What if the people you're sent with are just assholes? Yeah.
I'd legit be scared of, like, a mutiny thing happening. Like, human nature getting the best of people. Because out there, dude, there's no... nothing stopping you.
Lord of the Mars?
Because there's like a... if a power dynamic happens and there's like a fucking mutiny or someone decides to kill someone or become king or something, yeah. So if a human's born on Mars, though, technically they're a Martian.
Yep. Not an Earthling. I mean, they're still a human.
One day somebody will bust the first nut on Mars.
Will we be alive for that, though?
I think we're going to see people land on Mars in our lifetime for sure.
I hope so. That would be cool.
We're not going to colonize it in our lifetime, but I do think we're going to see people step on Mars for the first time. It'll be like the moon landing, but bigger. We're going to watch that moment in our life. That'll be really cool.
It'd be sad because I know those people are just like, they're gone for good.
It's oh,
like,
I mean,
see ya.
If you go to Mars, you're doing it knowing you're not coming back.
Yeah.
There's no way to come back.
Well, just like we can't come back after ending the podcast, the after hours segment of the podcast. Well, we will come back with you next podcast, but I'm saying that our voices will stop.
Unless we go to Mars. We can do it from Mars. Technically, we could record the podcast. We could record this from Mars.
I'll talk to Elon. If he can set up Discord or something, I'd be glad to continue the whole podcast from Mars.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. See you guys.